How's it going, Erin?
Oh, you know, living the dream.
Yeah, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, happy Friday. Happy it's Friday for us, guys.
Fucking Friday.
It's the end of the day on a Friday.
It is the end of the day, and we've made it through yet another week. So have you guys, if you're listening.
Yeah, congratulations on surviving Sunday, you know? All whole week.
Yeah, you guys back again.
We didn't go anywhere yet.
Damn!
I got so many comments on the last episode, and by I mean we.
Oh, okay.
And by so many, I mean like two.
It was just you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, about like the mom life being real or whatever of all the interruptions for the people on Patreon.
Oh, right.
Oh my God, guys, we're going through it again right now. Like, yeah. We're literally trying to wrangle kids and shit so they'll chill so we can record this. And I think I got it figured out.
Jesus Christ, is there wood anywhere nearby?
Oh yeah, knock on it. I don't know for sure. But hopefully this episode will be a little less interruptory.
Hopefully.
So far it's not looking good. So far we're fucked. So good luck.
He hasn't come in the last 30 seconds. So, honestly,
killing it.
Calling it a win.
Yeah. So, what's your goddamn, Erin?
Well, my goddamn is actually kind of a secondhand goddamn, but involves my sweet little baby boy Carl.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Brandon's been working from home, right?
Yeah.
And he's in the bottom room. He hangs out with the dogs. There's a door to the outside. The dogs hang out in his little office area, and then they run around outside, and they go play.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back in, and they sit there. Mm-hmm. And Carl always sits by the door with his little big fucking head out.
Just happy as can be.
Happy as can be.
Living
right?
His life.
Mm-hmm.
A little survey in his land.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He just sit at the top of his little fucking land, looking out, making sure nobody's there, barking at whoever is there, right?
Right.
And Brandon was like, something smells like death, right? Like, something rotten.
In the vicinity.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Like something has died here. And he kept smelling it, I guess, for like a while.
Yeah, like days or like hours?
The whole day.
Listen, not judging. Been there.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
And it was a gopher in my bed, so not one to judge.
Well, Brandon kept looking at Carl, and he's like, this dog reeks. Like, and he's getting old, and he hasn't had a bath in a while.
Oh, so baby.
He smells like an old man dog, right?
But like death?
Yeah. Like, that's not.
Is that like your ball hole?
Right? Like, what is that? And so Brandon was kind of looking at him and, like, inspecting him a little bit. Like, is the dog rotting from the inside out? Does he have, like, a sore? Is there something, like, has he been licking?
Like gangrene on a toenail? What's going on?
Yeah, and he kept getting this whiff of it and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
And then he looked at Carl one last time, and this motherfucker had a dead rat in his mouth, just fucking
chilling.
Holding on to it.
Just looking.
Sucking on it like a fucking grandma's candies. Just like a popsicle with the tail hanging out of his mouth. Oh, my fucking
God. It was just hanging out there, huh? Little tail hanging
out. Just a tail out of his mouth. It's just like, I carry it. It's my support rat. I don't know. So Brandon's like, what the fuck, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Why do they catch him after they're dead?
Yeah,
like, killed them.
It's not catching at that point, you know?
Like, you just found something dead, my friend.
You just found it and held on to it?
Yeah.
I kissed that dog on the face.
Oh, well, don't do it anymore.
Don't
change your mind about that idea.
Brandon said he had to get in there and grab it by the tail
then
fling it over the fence. And I was like, that's fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
Like,
and now he smells like death because there's juices when things die.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to want to give that dog a bath.
Yeah.
On the mouth.
Everywhere. Brush his teeth, all of his things. And this rat was dead because of rat poison.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
He's fine,
oh my
I guess.
God.
But we had to fucking Google immediately, like, is it
my dog gonna die
for a dog to eat rat poison consumed by a rat? Like,
yeah.
It's
I can't imagine it is.
Well, apparently it's not okay if they eat like 20 fucking rats. If they're just snacking down rats, then it could be dangerous. Or if they eat the whole thing of rat poison. But if they eat like one rat that was dead from the poison, then it's not bad, I guess. And he's doing all right. But I don't know how many fucking rats that motherfucker ate. I don't know if he's eating them, if he's just sucking on them.
Because Chell doesn't eat them either. Whenever she finds something dead, she's just proud of it and, like, holds on to it and then hides it in my bed.
That's so gross.
It's like an instinct thing or something. Like, this one's mine.
It's so gross.
Fuck, man, that's gross. At least it wasn't in your bed.
At least it wasn't in my bed.
It was in Brandon's office.
Yeah.
You didn't have to deal with that shit.
I didn't. Thank fucking God I didn't. But I had to hear all about it and how wet it was.
Ew.
And I was like, Did he eat it? And he's like, it was like half of a rat. And I was like,
oh no.
I have so many questions and I don't want the answers to any of them.
The ass half, too.
Because there was a tail to grab.
Yeah. Oh. That's unfortunate. I wonder where the other half is.
Deep in his belly by now. I don't fucking know.
You think he ate it?
Maybe he already shit out fucking claws.
Oh my God, like a skull? You'd find a skull.
I wouldn't. I don't know.
Somebody might. Well, goddamn.
Yeah.
Fucking animals, man. If they could just do it while they're alive. Like, we have so many gophers. I'd love for Chell to catch those fuckers alive.
Right?
And then unalive them, like, or relocate them.
Can you take care of the problem and, like, put them in a pile?
Right? Yeah.
But I'll discard the pile.
Yeah. We can work a system out.
Yeah.
But stop bringing the dead ones in.
I'll make you an area for the pile. You could put them over there. It'll be like, I'll give you a treat if you bring one. I don't know, but I don't like where this is, where it's at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
the system that we've got, it's not working.
No.
Don't love it.
No, you need a different system for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear my goddamn?
I sure do.
Totally unrelated, but it happened to me, like, I don't know, 3 hours ago. But it was my son's day for school where it's like half day, come in and look at their shit or whatever.
Yeah, you know? Open house day.
Yeah, so we did that.
You got a half day for that?
Well, they can go back to class, but basically most of the children don't.
That's weird. I know. Ours was at fucking 5 o'clock.
Well, it's not an open house. They call it something else. And there's, like, a book fair. There's a bunch of shit going on the campus. There's, like, a cone of ice, all kinds of
we
shit.
We had all the same shit. We got free nachos.
Oh, shit.
I know.
You guys are classing it up over there. We ain't getting no fucking nachos.
Yeah, jalapenos and everything, baby.
It was like Chick-fil-A, but you could pay for it. And I was like, fuck that, babe. That shit's got to be old. Do you want to go either get fresh shit or go to In-N-Out? And he was like, In-N-Out. And I'm like, let's roll.
Let's ride.
So we did In-N-Out. And then he likes to go inside, but we had the younger one. And he was like, you know what? Let's just go through the drive-thru and let's eat it in the car. And I was like, you are catching my vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like unpacking everybody. Let's do it.
Kid gets it.
And so we did it. And then I was going to park in the parking lot. And I'm like, you know what? Do you want to go to the park down the street instead? Aww, and fun. Like eat it there. And they were like, yes, so stoked, right? And I've been trying to get the little one to go to the park like fucking for 2 weeks now, and he does not want to go, but I just want him to go play, you know?
Why doesn't he want to go?
I don't know. That's, I have so no weird. idea. He just wants to stay home.
My kids ask every fucking day.
Oh my God,
I'm like, we're on the way to school.
My youngest one is literally just like a little homebody. Like, he just wants to be in bed, either watch TV or he'll play in his room.
Wonder where he gets that.
And he'll tell me, like, Mom, I'm going to go in my room. Please just leave me alone. Like, he just wants alone time.
Really?
Yeah, I fucking love it.
That's
impressive. He definitely got that shit from me. Yeah. But anyway, okay, so we got him to go. Whatever. I'm all excited. We go to the park. We get there. We're eating. There's a mess in my car. Like, so many french fries everywhere. And their Kona ice that they got melted. And it was all over the fucking car.
Oh,
and I'm just
no.
like, oh my God, don't worry about it. It's a great day. Everything's great, right?
We're here to have fun.
Exactly. Gets at the park. I have to pee. I eat. And I'm really holding it. And I'm like, I really should just go pee so I'm not miserable and rushing the kids. And it's a nice park, and they have decent bathrooms. So I went in there, I go pee, whatever, right? Walking out, going to the park, and I don't know when I noticed, but eventually I take note that I got one lip on the outside of the underwear.
Oops.
Going the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
You know how that goes?
Oh,
ladies.
Yeah. Ladies.
I guess men have balls that happens, too.
Yeah, if a dude is wearing tighty whities and one ball falls out, same shit.
Yeah, or, right. like, you have to rearrange them. I don't fucking know. Yeah, so that horrifying event happened to me the entire time at the park, everywhere we're walking. And I'm wearing jeans, too, so it's like, there's too much going on down there. Like, every step I take.
Every breath you...
Breath I make.
Yeah.
It's watching me. I don't know, man.
It's just flapping out there.
I had a frontal wedgie like none other.
Oh,
and it was so annoying. I was like, there are a few things in life that are more annoying than this moment for women.
Very true. Yeah.
Fucking
vag
lip hanging out in the wind.
Nonchalantly shove your hand down your front pants.
Well, there's no way to get it out. Like, you see the guys do like the ball shuffle or whatever. There, you can't. For a chick?
No, you got to get to the bottom. Like, if you're going to try and dig out a wedgie, but you got to get to the bottom.
Yeah. And there's always like a little pocket in the bottom of our undies too, because they like sew a triangle on there to make it extra absorbent or something. I don't fucking know.
What is that for?
But when you shove your hand in there to pick your wedgie, it like goes right in that little pocket thing, and you're like, I don't even know. There's so much going on, guys. I don't know. But I had a horrifying event happen. It's almost as bad as when your sock is going to slingshot to the front of your shoe and you have to live your life like that all goddamn day.
You walk different.
Forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then instantly, I was like, I literally peed so I wouldn't rush the kids. And we hung out for like 20 minutes. And I was like, guys, we gotta start the hike back.
Trying to adjust on a park bench.
Yeah. And there's certain undies you could.
Yeah.
But not the ones I got on, my friends.
No.
Nope.
Those weren't happening, huh?
Nope. It was a full, full wedgie.
Oh, that's
and
terrible.
I don't know if I was just so distracted that I didn't notice it and it happened after I peed, like pulled him up or whatever, or if I just fucking sidestepped like a motherfucker or something and broke loose a lip. Him up. Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
Do a side lunge.
Oh my God. Or at the park.
I mean, at the park, though, in a public bathroom, it's like you're in and out.
Yeah, you know? We're not looking for accuracy.
Yeah, especially with kids there. Were they in the bathroom with
you? Oh, yeah. We were in the big stall in the back.
And you're like, don't fucking touch anything.
Oh, my God. And they're freaking out. Like, don't flush the toilet. And I had to pee so bad. And these motherfuckers were like, I have to pee first. And I'm like, listening to the sound of them tinkle, about to piss myself. Mm-hmm. And then it's my turn. And I'm like, seat cover, in case I fall.
Okay.
I'm not as...
You don't trust your hover.
Not anymore.
All right.
Nope. God, I...
This is the only muscles I still have.
I'm at home all the time. I don't have to hover. Like, I never do anything to hover. So, I mean, and the toilet was actually very clean. But toilet seat cover, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, don't flush the toilet! Freaking out. There was a whole event happening in there.
I guess.
So, you're right. It could have happened. I had no idea.
Yeah. And then you just fucking pull it up weird and wedge it in there. Ugh.
Anyway, so, yeah. That's my goddamn. It's just, you know, all ladies can understand when you fucking get a frontal wedgie. It's, like, the worst thing in the whole entire world.
In public. That's the worst.
Yeah.
And with your children. Because then they're like, what is that lady reaching in her pants for?
Yeah.
Fucking nothing.
And I waited till I got home to fix the situation.
That's smart. I would have done it in the car.
I should have, but I didn't. I don't know. Like, maybe my oldest is 7.
Yeah, but...
I know.
And like,
I
he's just not going to rat you out.
All nonstop. He'd be like, what was that about? What was that, Mom? What's going on there?
Why'd you reach in your pants like that?
I have no privacy. Anyway. All right. You want to tell me about murder?
I do.
Let's do it.
I want nothing more.
Oh, good. It's hot in this shed, guys. We're starting to turn into summer again.
Summer.
We're going to have to bust out the ice packs.
No, I can't wait.
They're still in my freezer.
About how fucking hot it is.
Every episode.
Yeah.
They're like, God damn it. We didn't even get like a month break.
Literally. Okay, well, today I am going to tell you here on episode 289.
Yes.
About Gordon Park.
Okay, Gordon.
Gordon.
Yes.
Not Gordon.
Always reminds me of Half-Life. Oh, Gordon.
I thought you were going to say, I did not play that.
Oh, I did. I liked it.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with, like, Commissioner Gordon.
There you go.
Like Batman, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Gordon was not a commissioner, but he was born in 1944. And he married Carol Ann Park.
Okay.
Who was born in 1946.
Carol.
Together, they had 2 children, and they had adopted Carol's sister's baby as well.
Okay.
Because Carol's sister was Christine Price, and Christine Price was actually murdered when she was 17 years old and had an 18-month-old baby.
Jesus Christ.
She was murdered by her then boyfriend, right? In 1969.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So she took over caring for her sister's child.
Her sister's child, and then they also had 2 kids. So
and it sounds like we're about to have more murder in the family, which is very unfortunate.
There's going to be some more. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Gordon and Carol were both primary school teachers.
Oh, okay.
And they lived in England.
Oh, yes.
And that is all of the background information that I have for you.
It's all we need.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cut to 1976, and Gordon is like 32. Two-ish, and Carol is 30, right?
Okay. Young 30s.
Carol is starting to become depressed, which...
Reasonable.
Get it, you know? We all get it. We're mid-30s becoming depressed, got a lot of kids. I get it, right?
This is it? Sucks.
This is fucking everything, huh?
Yeah.
That's what really, I guess.
Yeah. This is my big break.
Mm-hmm. And she had expressed to close friends that she was kind of feeling down and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And so she started trying to find her biological parents because I guess she was adopted.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She's on the hunt. She's on the search. She's got shit to look for.
Right.
And then.
Early midlife crisis.
Early midlife crisis. But like, you know.
Yeah. Reasonable.
Yeah. Making some moves.
Mm-hmm.
And then on July 17th, 1976, the family was supposed to go to Blackpool together, which is a fun coastal resort town in England. Okay?
That sounds cool.
In Lancashire, England.
Hmm.
But Carol said that she wasn't feeling well and she wanted to stay home and rest.
Okay.
Okay? I think they were going to take, because they had a boat too, so I think they were going to take the boat out to there because they live somewhere else on the coast, and then they were going to fucking sail over there or boat over there or whatever.
All right.
Like, a good fucking day, right?
It's a lot with 3 kids, though.
It is a lot with 3 kids, but also...
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
But she's not going to go.
So now she's
I'd be like, we're not going.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too. Yeah. And I think both of our husbands too. They'd be like, yeah,
that's my nightmare.
Not worth it. I'm not taking three kids to a fucking coastal town by myself.
While I have to drive this boat?
Yeah, sounds terrible.
Who will keep the kids on board?
Can you fucking sit down?
Yeah. I can't just pull over.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Guess you could just stop the boat.
I guess. But I'm guessing the rest of the family still went. It's not real clear on that. Just that they were supposed to go, and she's like, I don't feel good. I want to stay home. So she stayed home and rested, right? And when everybody got home, Carol was gone.
Oh. She said, deuces, motherfuckers.
Peace out, bitches.
I'm done.
I actually felt fine.
Yeah. Joke's on you.
I'm out of here. And so Gordon, I guess, was not surprised that she had left. According to him, she had another lover.
According to him, he probably wasn't surprised because according to him, he probably knows what happened.
According to him, he had no idea what happened. And he was like, oh, she's got another man and they must have run off together,
obviously.
Right?
Obviously.
He said that she left her wedding ring. And so he's like, I assumed she went off with another dude, right?
Gordon.
No big deal.
Gordon, I'm not buying. I'm picking up all the holes in the story because it sounds like they went out. He did not take those three children on a boat by himself.
I wouldn't fucking guess.
No way. That's a cover-up story if I've ever fucking heard one.
I wouldn't
fucking guess. It's a terrible
one. A terrible story.
You should have been like, I took the kids to my mom's house or something, and then I just went on a joyride. Then I'd be like, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's more of a dad thing to do.
You just took them on the boat by yourself, all three of those kids?
I guess. Listen.
And you didn't murder your wife and steal her ring off her cold dead finger, Gordon?
Jumping to conclusions, are we?
I feel like I'm right.
Okay. So, because of this, right, because she left her wedding ring and had left allegedly with this other man, Gordon was like, that's where she wants to be. No big deal.
I'm not going to search for her.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to search for her.
Of course. She's floating in with the fishies.
Well, he didn't report her missing or anything.
Yeah, of course not.
For 6 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
Until September, sometime in September, when she didn't show up for work on the first day of fucking school, right?
Oh,
or like before the first day of school to start getting ready. And her school was like, hey, where is she fucking at? And Gordon was like, do you think that's bad that she's been gone for this whole time?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
This little snake.
Mm-hmm.
I hate him.
And so he finally reports her missing, right?
Right. And nobody's suspicious.
No, not at all. Everyone's like, poor Gordon. Yeah. And a missing persons case was launched, right? Obviously. But nothing came of it.
Okay.
And then the entire case was just lost. Like,
oh.
Oops.
Like the file?
The file. The
like
whole thing.
Like we just forgot about her?
Oops, it's gone. That's gone.
We just forgot?
Mm-hmm. Oop, oop. Oh, I lost that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I lost that very
not interested in re-pulling it up.
Fucking information.
Jesus Christ. What about her family?
Her dead sister was, or her adopted parents.
That's true.
That she's trying to find.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is awful.
Yeah. Apparently, the senior police commander at the time and Gordon were both Freemasons.
Oh, God. Okay.
I don't really know a whole lot about that. When you Google what a Freemason is, apparently there's fucking 40,000 of them in San Diego.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I don't really know what they do. They're like, we teach fucking
masonry.
Commitment and shit. You would think. Check out this masonry. I don't know. I don't really know what they do. I tried to Google it. It wasn't great. And I was like,
I never thought about what did they do. It's just like, oh, they're part of the Freemasons.
It's just a bunch of old dudes that hang out together. Right. I'm pretty sure. I have no idea.
I'm sure they're recruiting. Are they part of like the Illuminati or some shit?
That's what I thought. Like, yeah. I think it's like a Kiwanis club. Like, it's just a bunch of old guys that, like an American Legion. Like, it's just a bunch of old guys that get together and they're like, we all used to drive Jeeps or whatever, right?
Yeah. Like, we all have one thing in common.
Exactly.
And now we reside in this building occasionally on Wednesdays.
Exactly. And so
and
the
we wear
Freemasons
the same hat.
Are like, yeah, we all come from fucking Plymouth Rock or whatever, right? I don't fucking know. But this is England, so not Plymouth Rock.
Oh, yeah. For sure, Illuminati. They all meet up at, like, the Denver airport basement or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what it is. And
I think so, too.
A lot of people were kind of speculating that possibly that's why these files went missing, right?
Like,
possibly this.
Illuminati ties. Girl, you know commander. I love a good conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm. Possibly this police commander made the files go missing because he's like, oh, my buddy Gordon, we meet on Wednesdays. Like,
right?
He doesn't want to find his wife. I don't know. She's just gone now. Like, let her live her dream. She's off with another man.
Fuck.
But we'll never know because that police commander commissioner guy is dead. Oh, so.
Okay.
Some people believe that this file, the missing persons file, may have been lost on purpose.
Right. Well, yeah. I feel like you might be onto something. Maybe. Again, love conspiracies.
Mm-hmm. So, the case was at a standstill until 1997.
Oh, God.
She went missing in 1976.
Jesus.
Okay. In 1997, when some amateur divers were out fucking digging around in Coniston Water, which is like a big-ass fucking lake.
Okay.
And they found a body.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum. Could you imagine? Bum.
Yes, I would love to.
No, but for fun. Like, you're just a diver. You're looking for, like, ancient treasure or some shit.
You found it.
I guess. Yeah, that'd be kind of exciting. Also, I feel like it'd be traumatizing. I'd be like,
What, depending on what never going to go diving again, you know? Well, let me tell you about it. Okay. So, they found this body 75 feet down, which is pretty fucking far.
I can't even go to, like, the 6 foot deep and touch the drain without my ears exploding on me.
I can't go down because I don't sink.
I know, yeah. You have to swim real hard.
It's hard. Swim really hard.
It is really hard. But also, that ear pressure for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't do it. I got little sensitive ear balls.
Yeah. I don't know. They were like, let's fucking dick around. And okay,
75 feet. I'm sure they had gear.
I'm sure they had gear. And they're out in this fucking body of water, right? Well, yeah. I guess there's an underwater shelf.
Nope. Don't like that either.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Or caves, caverns. Not into it.
Well, the body would have had to have been dumped from a boat because it was like out in the middle or whatever, right?
Right.
And it was just a few yards away from this underwater shelf where there was a giant drop-off.
Mm.
And these divers said that basically if the body had been a couple yards further from shore, that no one would have ever found it.
Oh, like it would have been taken out?
It would have gone down into the, off this shelf. The underwater shelf thing. Okay. Into the fucking abyss.
So this body was on the shelf.
This body was on the shelf. Just a couple yards away from the edge.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And so they're like, had it been literally
a little bit further,
a couple yards further into the middle,
she'd never been found.
She never would have been found.
Wow. Okay.
So obviously we know that this is the body of Carolyn Park, right? Yeah.
But they just find a body.
She was found dressed in a nightgown. One of them said a pinafore.
No, wait a minute.
Okay. That's not the only thing. So if you're stuck on the nightgown,
already blown away.
If you're stuck on the nightgown, you gotta wait for the rest.
So this is like 20 years later. They're finding her body.
Yeah,
and it still has the nightgown on it.
So
okay,
she was found dressed in a nightgown, wrapped in a canvas rucksack and plastic bags.
Jesus,
in the fetal position, tied up with a bunch of intricate knots rope.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And weighed down with lead pipes and rocks. Okay?
Whoa. Okay, that was a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yes, she was still in a nightgown, presumably because it was protected by this canvas rucksack and plastic
all the
bags.
Other shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have so many opinions.
Okay. Well, first, I have an opinion on this because one article said that it was a nightgown and another article said that it was a pinafore dress. I don't know if you know what a pinafore dress is.
I do not.
But it looks very, like, 1920s housewife, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A little strange. But maybe it's not a nightgown. Mm. I don't know where the
I'm sure it was hard to tell what it was after 20 years.
Possibly,
with,
yeah.
like, decomposition and shit.
Maybe.
Here's my thing that I have concerns over.
Okay,
and opinions.
Know.
First opinion is, like, what a terrible idea if you're going to dispose of your wife into the ocean.
Well, it's a big-ass lake.
Into the lake, my bad. Yeah. Not even the ocean. Like, why would you protect the biologics? You would want them to degrade, right?
Yeah.
I get the sinking part, but that's why you, like, fucking cement shoes or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, I could see it as, like, a transportation of the body.
Right, right.
Because if you are pushing a canvas rucksack off of your boat versus, like, a body.
Right. And especially if the children are around.
Yeah. Or moving that would be less conspicuous to move a big
still feels like a terrible
rucksack.
Plan if we're going overarching. You
it's
know?
All a fucking terrible plan. I mean, none of this was thought out.
I don't
right?
know why I get so hung up on the way that people do shit dumbly. I'm like,
I just love the idea that he was like yards away.
Yeah, from the shelf.
Yards yeah. away. Like, right. did he have sonar in his boat?
No.
I don't know. It was 1976, yeah. so probably
like
not.
Fucking floating around.
Yeah, but... Like, did he know the shelf existed? Did anyone know the shelf
Why
existed?
Why so many intricate knots? Was he into, like, BDSM or some shit?
Oh, I'll tell you. So,
okay. Or is he just a fucking sailor?
Immediately, yeah, these knots are fucking suspicious because Gordon here was real into mountain climbing.
Mm.
So, like, you know, you gotta tie up your fucking
right.
gear and
survival.
Shit. Survival,
stuff.
Whatever. Like, when you hook yourself
yeah.
climbing. Into it and yeah. climb up a mountain or whatever.
Yeah.
And sailing. So.
Oh, there you go.
And he had an unusual interest in knots.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm guessing it's like it's a thing.
Like a BDSM thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it's called. Like rope play? I don't know.
I don't remember what it's called. It yeah. has a name.
Yeah,
I
bet.
Right now.
I bet. But like they tie them very beautifully. Like they
yeah.
can make like all kinds of intricate designs.
So fun fact that I'll kind of touch on later, but Carol's sister, Christine, mm-hmm. was murdered by her boyfriend.
Right.
He had also tied her up with some intricate knots.
Huh.
And he was into BDSM.
Huh. Maybe that was like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So, okay. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe they all were. Maybe they all got to know each other. Maybe he was like, tied out this fucking knot. I don't know.
Or maybe not. Maybe she did not want to. Was she alive when she got tied up? I have so many questions.
No.
Oh, good.
So.
At least there's that.
Another interesting thing about her body was that her eyes had been covered in plasters.
I'm sorry. Mm-mm. What?
I cannot explain that any
what
further.
Does that, no, you didn't. Like, what does that mean?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
Plasters?
Plasters.
Like
they
a plaster
put some fucking, cast?
Like they put putty on her face?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't.
Fucking, she rock dope on her eyeballs?
I don't fucking
what are
know.
You talking about?
I don't know.
This will keep them shut.
I don't know.
Still keep them in her eyes?
I don't know.
In her head? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe just wrapped plaster around it, and then when the water hit it, it, like, fucking plastered? I don't know.
What?
I don't
It's like, I
know.
Need a cast of these before she departs this earth.
There was no further explanation. It was just like, and there were plasters on her eyes. Next
wait,
sentence.
Wait. Isn't that what they call Band-Aids?
Do they call them Band-Aids?
Wait.
Plasters? Do they call Band-Aids plasters?
I'm going to Google.
You should. Yeah, that's a good thing to Google. Because I think you actually might be right. Not that that's shocking.
It's called a plaster.
It is?
Yeah.
So she had bandages on her eyes?
Yeah, like Band-Aids on her eyes.
That's
weird.
Fucking weird, too.
That's also weird, but not as weird as, like, fucking sheetrock dope on her eyeballs.
Fair.
It's like, what the fuck? Is he just going to cast her eyes real quick?
I was like, you know when
make
they
make a death mask?
You know when they put cucumbers on your eyes at, like, a spa? I mean, it's never happened in real life, but you see it in pictures. I was like, is it just like a... Like a circle of
just like
putty?
Right on
yeah.
Well, I have no idea. Band-Aids are still weird also, but maybe to keep them shut? Like he felt guilty or something?
Maybe. Yeah. Right. It's just
did she have injuries to her eyes?
She had injuries to her face, and I'll tell you about it.
Oh, okay.
So her cause of death was blunt force trauma to the face.
Wow.
We don't know the exact murder weapon, but prosecutors will later allege that it was an ice axe.
Oh, shit.
Which, I don't know if you have seen
They're
one.
They're intense.
Yes, they
I
are.
Not want to be hit with one of those.
Very fucking intense. So I Googled it because I was like, I mean, how's an ice axe different than a regular axe, right?
It's pointy.
It's so fucking pointy. It looks like a stick with a sharp-ass bird's beak on it. And that bird's beak is a metal fucking serrated
and to the
scary
face?
Bitch. To the face. Okay,
oh
so.
Oh, my God. That's awful. And it's like a short little bitch, too. Like a little hatchet size, right?
Yeah. It's kind of a smaller guy. I put commonly used in movies where people are climbing icy mountains. You've seen them, you know, when they're like going up the mountain and they
It's the hand
them.
Part. Not the shoe boot part with the pokey points.
Yeah, not that part. It's the part they do the hand thing, right?
Yeah.
Cut to Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, no. How'd she get there?
My. This is 21 years after went missing, right?
Oh, my God. Her children are all, like, fucking adults, probably with families of their own.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And during the discovery of Carol's body, Gordon was out on a cycling holiday in France with his third wife.
Uh-oh.
Her name was Jenny. Uh-huh. I don't know who or why the second wife...
Is
came
no
and
longer.
Went.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if she
swimming with the fishies also?
Yeah. Left this relationship peacefully or how that went, right? Yeah. But he's on wife number three, Jenny, at this point. And they're on this holiday in France.
Okay.
Apparently, they watched the news and saw that she had been found. And they saw footage of the police searching their home. And they continued their vacation.
Yeah. And he continued? He wasn't like, oh, fuck. He was just like, oh.
And they're like, crazy. We'll be back when we're back. We bought tickets. Or whatever. Right?
She, too, Jenny, was also like,
I guess.
Whatever. I mean, still Jenny from the block.
I don't know. Yeah. She's probably like, well, better get the most out of this relationship. It's about to end.
Oh, God.
So,
yeah. He fucking murdered his wife, girl. You might want to skedoodle.
You might want to, yeah.
Get the fuck out of there. Like,
your wife went missing in 1970s? I would dig. Would you dig? You
know? 100%. And then especially when she showed up dead, I'd be like, I have more questions. I have
follow-up questions. Yeah. Andy's had a boat this whole time?
Yeah.
Mm, sir?
Uh-uh.
Looking real suspicious.
Out on the water that same day she went missing?
Suspicious. Mm-hmm. So they arrived home on August 24th. And Gordon was arrested at 8 a.m. the next morning.
Oh, they let him sleep.
Yeah. They were like, it was a late flight. Give him a jet lag. Give him a break. You know, he's a man.
Red eye. He's a man.
But they didn't have much physical evidence against him.
Okay.
Right?
They just had circumstantial.
They had these knots. Yeah, they had a lot of circumstantial evidence. So they had these knots. A lot of the knots used on her body were granny knots.
And those old granny knots.
Those granny knots. When they searched his property, they couldn't find any other knots like that.
Okay.
Okay.
I love that they search property for, like, knot types, you know? Like, this isn't the only time I've heard that.
Yeah, no, right? And they're like...
It's like a signature.
He always fucking tied his knots like that.
I know, right?
So they didn't find any other knots like that, but they did find some of the other knots that were on her body that matched knots that he had on his boat or in his home or whatever, right?
Yeah. So he knows how to do them.
Yeah. At least those ones. He might not know how to do the granny knot, but I feel like that's a pretty common one.
I mean, if it's called granny, it sounds like it's probably really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Unless grannies are really good at crocheting and knitting and it's really hard.
Oh, shit. You know what I mean? Only granny can pull off this knot.
Only fucking granny knows
only
how to do this.
Granny's intricate fingers
could untie this bastard of a knot.
Maybe. I don't know. Does that mean that he did it? No.
But he for sure fucking did it.
Is it suspicious?
Oh, yeah.
Is there more suspicious shit other than the knots? Mostly just that he was around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Like that he was there.
Mm-hmm. And so...
And that he didn't report her.
There's a couple things.
And then he took three kids out on the water alone. Yeah, right.
Okay.
I'm still hung up on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think there was like an inside to the boat?
Like how old were they? There. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, you're telling me toddler age, I'm fucking for sure calling your bluff right away.
Unless they were also tied up, you know?
Yeah, there's like, no way.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
But then the kids would probably remember that, right?
Like, I know, I was curious. Like, do they remember Dad chucking something over the wall of the boat?
Right. Or were they all just inside the fucking cabin of the boat on their iPads of 1976?
Whatever they had that. Not on their iPads.
Etch-a-sketches or whatever,
they probably were just, like, running around the park. He was like, I'm going to take the boat for a spin.
Yeah, he's like,
don't leave.
Stay on the dock.
Yeah.
Could have been. I don't know.
Don't get in the water. You can't swim.
Careful. So Gordon's attorneys were able to get him bailed out of prison after 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And then on January 6th, 1998, which is about 4 months after her body was found,
21
years after she went missing.
Damn.
The charges against Gordon were dropped.
Why?
Due to insufficient evidence.
Right. I knew it. It's because it's 21 years later.
21 years later. It's not
but
a fucking lot.
That's crazy that they had physical evidence from her body to be able to tell what happened to her.
Yeah.
That is insane. Yeah. That it lasted that long? Like, the waters must have been, like, really good conditions.
Yeah.
For preserving. Preservation is the word that I wanted to use there. Her body. Her biologics, if you will.
I will. So, Carol's brother... I guess she had a brother.
Oh, okay.
Hey. I'm learning, too.
Yeah.
Surprise!
There is family.
He defended his sister, saying that she's not some fucking harlot with a string of lovers. Like, she was a good person. She didn't...
Run away
with some man. Like, that's not what happened here, right? So he was pissed about Gordon getting off. But the court was like, sorry, right?
Can you get some more evidence? Oh, man.
Sucks to suck.
That's so hard.
The case was never closed. No one was ever tried. She was obviously murdered, but...
It's still an open case.
Nobody knows how, right?
Yeah.
Or nobody knows by whom.
Right, we know how.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have an ice pick? Pack? Pick?
He for sure did.
Okay. Well, there you
go. So years and years later, police were still slowly following leads. They talked to a man named Michael Wainwright, who was a cellmate of Gordon's during his 2-week stay.
Okay. And he confessed everything to this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly, he confessed everything to this guy. I don't know exactly what the man said happened, but the police ended up going back to the place where her body was found and diving around down there and collecting more evidence around the area.
Well, how do they know if it's evidence in her case unless they find out an ice pick?
Well, some of the stuff that they collected was a piece of Westmoreland green slate.
Ah, that old Westmoreland green slate just giving me away all the goddamn time.
Exactly.
I hate it when I lose my Westmoreland green slate.
If you just drop it at the murder scene,
absolutely. You know? Not my Westmoreland green slate.
Mm-hmm. So it's a rock.
Okay, thanks. I you know, slate.
You figured, you know? Yeah. It's a little piece of rock. It's not native to the bottom of this lake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it is to his house.
It is found in the rock wall of old Gordon's family bungalow. But the thing is,
how big was this green slate, Westmoreland green slate that they pulled up from the ground?
I don't know how big it actually was, but it was also used in the area for hundreds of years. So it really could have come from anywhere.
That's the worst piece of like groundbreaking evidence you've ever given me. Like, oh, there's this rock that could be from literally anything around the water, but not this water. So that's suspicious.
That is suspicious. And he had a wall made of it.
Right.
Right.
Maybe. Okay, but what's the wall got to do with it? Why would he bring the rock with him unless it's to weigh her down?
Well, I don't know specifically if it was to weigh her down or if it was just like, and also there was some other shit in the fucking canvas bag.
Tarp.
Like, if there was a struggle outside and he wrapped her up outside, then one of these pieces of slate got in it. I don't actually
know. It's got to be a bigger rock. I cannot imagine a diver being like, what's that little tiny pebble doing over there? Is that Westmoreland green slate? I don't even know if that's
why
what it's called
is it out
anymore.
Here? You got it right.
I did? Nice.
Yes. I don't actually know.
Is that from Westmoreland?
Whoa. I've only ever seen this green slate in Westmoreland.
God, we're so dumb.
Also, when the prosecution presented the rock evidence in court, allegedly.
Oh, it went to court with this evidence.
Oh, bitch, we're in fucking. Yeah, we're going to go into trial with this shit.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I found this rock.
The police diver who found the rock fainted. And apparently
at trial,
he was not up on stand, I don't think.
He
and they're
fainted.
Like, and also exhibit A, this rock. And he was like, oh, my stars.
My rock.
My brand. I don't know the circumstances surrounding it, but apparently he fainted.
Oh, no. He's just fucking grasped at his pearls.
He claimed that he did not collect that rock.
What?
He's like, I didn't get that fucking rock. I told you guys I didn't get that fucking rock. That's not my rock. Also, I would have, if I would have collected that rock, I would have put it back because it looks like a fucking rock. Like, it doesn't look like a piece of evidence. It's a rock.
What?
So
that's
this
so
man,
weird.
This man who they're like, exhibit A, he was like, I don't fucking, what? Oh, jeez.
That's why he fainted?
I guess. I don't know.
That's a really weird reason to faint.
I don't know. The whole story. Maybe he was like, the stress.
Maybe he's hungry. Like,
maybe he's
probably
hungry.
Probably his pots.
Maybe he's been holding his breath for too long.
I need to breathe. Did he straighten his knee too long?
It's going to be my turn to talk soon.
They're going to call me to the stand. I'm going to have to testify to this rock that I did not grab.
Yeah.
Or do you think he was like, that's for sure not Westmoreland green slate. I do not want to testify to this. And I fucking made a mistake and I don't want to admit to it.
Maybe.
He's quick, like, diversion. Faint.
Oh. Faint. Oh. I need
Why would they
ambulance.
Submit a rock to evidence with an expert person who collected it not actually being the person who collected it? Do you think it was, like, staged? Or do you think they're just dumb?
I think it's all just kind of a little bungled.
Yeah, sounds like it. They're going to court with a rock.
They're going to court with a rock. So,
like, we didn't even find an ice pick in there.
This is all they have. They still don't have any other real solid evidence against him, right? But the rocks, the knots, and him not reporting her missing were all apparently enough to arrest him.
Okay. Okay. I'm really hopeful, but also
they bring him to trial. Gordon finally goes to trial in 2005, which is 29 years after Carol went missing. And the prosecution now alleges that it started with an argument where Gordon grabbed Carol and began to strangle her.
Oh.
But when she struggled and broke free, he went and got his ice axe, and he hit her in the right side of her face, splitting open her head and smashing her teeth.
Oh, my God. No, thank you.
He hit her 2 times with, quote, heavy crushing blows.
Okay.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Like, planning to murder.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only...
Were the bandages on before or after? Do we know?
I don't know. I would guess after, but I don't know. Imagine if she had Band-Aids on both her eyes and he fucking attacked her with an axe.
Solid point.
Like,
but, like, it's just...
She's pretty impaired.
Yeah. Do you think it's, like the big Band-Aid in the box?
like the elbow Band-Aid that goes over her eyebrow? Shit, it's going to pull off all your hair.
Oh, my God.
So, they believe that Gordon may have tied her up and stored her body in a chest freezer
before, oh my God,
before taking her out on his boat and dumping her in the water.
Was she missing for a little bit? Like, did the
kids? She was missing for 6 weeks.
Well, I know, but like, oh, so you don't think that he dumped her the day they went out on the water?
It's, yep.
Oh.
Not necessarily that he dumped her then. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Was she frozen in the lake and that's why it fucking preserved for so many 21
years later?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
That'd be a fucking intense really cold. Frost.
What if it's really cold down there?
I don't think so. I don't think it'll ever get that cold. Like, to keep an ice cube? A body popsicle?
Well, not that it was still frozen, but maybe helped it preserve. I don't fucking
know.
It's all so weird to me.
Maybe if it was, like, the first couple of months,
like, digging for, like, how the fuck did she stay preserved enough for them to know that it was... I mean, I guess if it's just skeletal... It's just skeletal remains, right? But strangulation makes me think that they have something. Her hyoid bone?
Maybe
her. But, like, it's been at the bottom of the fucking lake for 21 years. How would you know?
You would think it would have disintegrated and all that.
Like, maybe a fucking boat propeller nicked it.
Ooh. I don't know. Not at 75 feet.
That's true. Maybe a little fishy came up and was like,
what is that? A
delicacy?
A little hyoid. That's my favorite.
Hey, guys. We got hyoid tonight.
So the defense raised the question of whether Carol's sister's murderer could have been the same person to murder her.
That's what I was thinking when you said the same knots.
Mm-hmm. So apparently, Christine Price was murdered when she was 17 years old by her boyfriend, a man named John Rapson.
Okay.
So John had tied up Christine and bitten her breasts.
Oh, God.
And then killed her. Okay?
Okay.
Don't know how she died.
Or Gordon did. Wait, but we have teeth marks.
Teeth marks, yeah.
But wait, what if they're into that, like, shit, you know? Like, tie me up and bite me and shit.
Well, they were into the BDSM and
see?
Stuff.
See? That's so what I mean. Like, maybe the bite mark that was from some other time.
Could have been from anything. It could have been a very aggressive one, though, too. I don't actually know.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have any further information on that murder.
I'm over here all. Like, it was Gordon. I'm, like, the worst. Because...
You're like, it's whoever you titled it.
Right. It's whoever I think it is in my head without any evidence. Because I for sure believe Gordon did it, and I don't have any evidence either.
Yeah. John was also a worker on a shipyard, and so he knew how to tie knots. He's into BDSM. And for some reason, he was not in prison in 1976 when Carol went missing.
Okay.
Don't know why.
Right. See, I'm thinking maybe it was Gordon, though, this whole time.
That killed Carol's sister as well?
Yeah.
Like, he's just a fucking serial killer now?
Maybe.
Maybe. It's a long time to wait.
Okay, okay, but let's hear about this. It's a long time to wait.
Like, between, you know? So, apparently, that's a long shot, right?
Yeah.
Like, to both have been murdered by the same man very far
apart.
Crazy
that both sisters were murdered.
Real fucking sad. Isn't that awful?
See, I think it might be the same person now.
Hmm. So Gordon was eventually found guilty of murdering his wife, and he was sentenced to 15 years to life in prison.
Wow.
There's a ton of controversy surrounding his guilt, with a lot of people believing that he's innocent, including his children.
Oh, that's tough. See, well, now you kind of have me questioning, because now I'm kind of like, okay, that's really odd for both sisters to be murdered.
It is, but it could just be a tragic...
What if it's a vendetta? Like, somebody's got some shit personal, you know?
Like, against that family and the women in it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
There was even a book written called No Smoke, The Shocking Truth About British Justice.
No smoke?
No smoke.
Why? Like, no smoking gun?
I don't actually know. It was outlining 5 cases where the author believed that the person imprisoned was innocent. And one of them was Gordon.
Okay. Hmm. Alrighty. I was full on to Gordon up until this last moment. Now I'm like,
His kids don't think he did it? That's...
Well, not that part. I mean, and I still think even Gordon could have done the other chick. I don't know. It's just so crazy for me.
Just that 2 sisters were both murdered?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they
in
just
very
had
similar
really
manners?
Bad taste in men.
That could be the point.
Maybe that's genetic. Yeah. You know?
And they both just picked really shitty guys.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds, though, you know?
It'd be real
murderers.
Fucking... Yeah. Crazy. I don't know.
I guess it's not that odd. Like, domestic violence is kind of like
especially in the 70s, and her sister was murdered in the late 60s. Mm-hmm. Probably even worse.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Different times.
Different times, you know?
Get murdered by your husband all the goddamn time.
God damn it, not again. So, Gordon appealed in 2007, stating that no evidence pointed indisputably at him. Which,
yeah,
I mean, wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
But, like, is that a reason to appeal?
I don't know. They also had a woman testify that she saw someone dump something from a boat around that time or whatever, right?
That and so could have been potentially mm-hmm. her body.
That could have been potentially Carol's body, Gordon, and Gordon's boat, right?
Right.
But people were saying that where she said that she was, she wouldn't have, like, there would have been an island blocking where her body was found. It's not real reliable, but there was testimony saying, like, yeah, I totally saw fucking him out there, right?
Okay. And, like, based on the currents and shit, she could have ended up there or something? Or are we thinking she didn't move at all? She's just been sitting there the whole time.
I don't.
It's a lake. I would guess lakes have currents?
I don't know.
How big is this
Maybe
lake?
With a boat. I mean, 75 fucking feet. It's a huge lake.
It's deep. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. It's a huge lake. But I don't know if lakes have currents or if they just go straight
down. All those fish
down?
In there?
Make all those whirlpools? Boats moving shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Remember making a whirlpool in the pool when you were little?
Yeah.
Like in a stand-up pool?
Yeah.
All the fish swimming around in circles.
You think they're doing that? They're like, let's move this
boat. Fuck, yeah, if I were a fish, I'd be swimming in circles all the time. I'd be like, catch my whirlpool, Aaron. I'd let you shoot up all the time. And I'd be like, do me.
I wish I was a fish.
Dude, me too.
Now, they don't have any evidence that points indisputably at him, right?
Right.
They also claim to have new evidence, but they won't reveal what this new evidence is.
Okay.
Other than that it is very strong and significant.
I bet it's an ice pick.
Well, this is the defense's. Oh. Like, they wanted an appeal because they're like, we got new evidence. It's probably not strong. The murder weapon.
Yeah, probably not.
They also said that it was not available during the original trial.
Oh, okay.
So,
new evidence.
I don't know.
What's it going to be?
Don't know what it's
going to be. This receipt that I found on my floorboards.
They claim to also have a signed statement from a witness in the trial for the prosecution that stated that the police told them what to say and that the police had put words in their mouth. So, that's
well, the
kinda
police
kind
of sound like they might have planted some evidence or something, too.
Like The Rock, the Westmoreland green slate?
Yeah, what the fuck is that? That's so dumb.
I don't know.
In court.
And in court. And then the guy, the diver, was like, I didn't bring that shit.
And
they're
then
like,
he faints.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he's trying to not bring attention to the fact that you lied.
He's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
just highlighted
it. Stress.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
So I am under stress.
They also had a rock expert who came in and said that all the rock that they found that they said came from his rock wall was actually indistinguishable from surrounding rocks and therefore meaningless.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't Westmoreland green slate.
I would agree with that, though, because, like, the rock thing is weird to me.
The rock thing is real fucking weird, especially when the guy's like, I didn't fucking get that.
Yeah, like, we don't even know if it came from the lake.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. The appeal was rejected in 2008.
Okay.
And so he was still in prison.
Right.
And on January 25th, 2010, Gordon was found hanged in his cell in Garth Prison.
He offed himself.
It was his 66th birthday.
That's interesting. Why'd he hang himself?
Probably hit another birthday and was like, I'm going to be in here for a fucking minute.
I did that shit.
Yeah, he's like, I don't think they're going to give me, they're not going to give him a new trial or anything. And he probably hit another birthday and was like, I'm only 66 years old. I got like 25 more of these.
That's crazy. That's really sad. That's actually sad.
That he killed himself?
A little bit, yeah. Even if he...
Not
if he killed his wife. But because I don't know that, I'm kind of sad. Like, what if he was innocent?
If he was innocent, it's that's a really real sad. Fucked up thing to happen. But then he had 29 years where he was out of prison and living his best life. He got 2 and 3 other wives, right?
Yeah, I still think he kind of did it.
I kind of think he did it and he was facing reality in prison.
Yeah, then he just hung himself because he's like, I don't want to fucking be here and I don't have any more evidence. Like, I can't pull anything out of my ass.
Yeah, it's not working. I don't have anything.
Yeah. Probably his game plan.
Yeah.
That was probably his game plan, honestly. Like, if I get caught and I can't get out of it, I'll just leave this world.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
His son had created a website, like, freegordon.com and all this kind of shit. Like, his
son
believes
him. Oh, my God, those poor
kids. Yeah. Isn't that awful?
That's so sad.
Which, like, for their sake, I hope he didn't do it, because that's awful. But also, their mother was murdered in a horrific and tragic way, and they'll never have
answers.
Solid answers, anyway.
Right. Well,
because
I mean,
all they had in the entire thing was circumstantial evidence. They didn't find her body until 21 years later.
That's insane.
You have fucking idea what happened.
I still can't believe they found the body.
Yeah.
Well, also, like, now that he's no longer in this world, if he did commit the murders, I'm kind of happy that they still feel that he didn't.
Because so then they can be like,
they have that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Right? Like, yeah. At least the least amount of trauma. Although that's traumatizing to have your parental person
kill themselves in prison.
Well, that and imprisoned when they were guilty. Mm-hmm. Or not guilty.
Yeah.
I can do this. I can talk. I can use my words.
Well, we go. We'll get there.
I'm doing it.
It's going to be great.
Look at me go.
You're doing so good.
I'm still doing it.
I mean, it's done now. We could end it.
Go. We could end it. We don't have to do this anymore.
We don't have to keep doing it. We can just turn this shit off.
Oh, my God. That's so terrifying, though.
Isn't it crazy?
Like, I still don't understand, though, why he would kill her. Unless it was just they weren't happy. Or maybe she was cheating.
She may have.
Although the brother was like, nope, not my sister.
Not my sister. She may have, or she may have said something that he didn't like.
Didn't make the martini in time or some shit.
1976.
We are so judgy of other generations.
We are so judgy of other generations.
Like, it's every generation is that way. It's not just like me and you. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Like, each generation judges the other.
But, like, every generation before us, I'm
awful.
Like, I don't even know how half you guys survived.
I don't know.
You know? Like, your parents just did not care. Did
I
not watch
feel...
My parents, I love them. Love how I was raised.
Right?
But Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Could you put an eye on your kid?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
I think about that so often. Like, what I was doing at my son's age.
Mm-hmm.
And what my son is doing at his age. And I'm like, absolutely not. I would not let him go to 7-Eleven by himself.
I was going
to
say, I wasn't in the house.
Yeah, I wasn't in the house ever.
I was wandering the streets.
And I didn't have any way to get a hold of me.
I was wandering the streets at your younger son's age.
Yeah, I know. Me too. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And I can do it. I don't know. Was I telling you? Was I telling the podcast? I don't know. But I can do it based off of, like, where, what house I was in, because, like, we moved so much. And, like, what age I was. So I know that, like, from 3 to 4... until about 7, I was in one place, and I would go to the park all the time by myself.
I have a snapshot when I lived in Florida of us fucking wandering around near swamps and shit in other people's backyards. We jumped someone's fence and played with their toys. Did not know these people. It was just like, happened to see their fence, their yard, and we're like, that looks fun.
Yep.
Dogs? I don't know. Who
find
knows?
Out.
We'll find out when we get in the yard.
Yeah.
I remember that, and I only lived there until I was 3.
Yeah, see? Exactly. I know.
My parents
and
were
it wasn't,
not in that memory.
It wasn't just our parents either. It was like everybody else's. I remember going to a friend's house and it was like somebody's birthday or some shit. I don't even know where I was, but I can remember the house. I can remember everything we did because I had a great time. There was a graveyard across the street. We were like exploring houses because it was like a new housing unit that they put up and everything was unlocked and we were like playing in these
Fun.
Staged homes.
Yeah.
And nobody knew where we were.
Yeah. Checks
so
out.
It was like somebody else's house.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, sure, she can go hang out there all fucking day long. I went to so many people's houses and I stayed there all day. I would eat their food.
Yep. You wouldn't
their
see
bathroom.
Their parents.
No.
Yeah. They're at work.
Yeah. So
all right, cool.
Fucking crazy.
My parents said we can't answer the door for anyone. I'm like, all right, no problem.
Yeah, I'll answer it.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me that. Anyway, so I don't know how we got off here.
I don't
but
either,
anyway.
But...
So if you want to check out pictures pertaining to Aaron's case, go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok. Our handle is at ISGDpodcast. You can also email us at ISGDpodcast@gmail.com or snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979. And actually, we have a package.
We do?
We do. It's in my car, though.
Oh, my God.
I forgot it.
Should we do it?
Yeah. Let me go get it.
Okay.
BRB.
I'll hang out here while you go get that.
Okay.
Will
entertain
you
the
check
people.
On my family?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at this box.
Yeah. It's kind of crushed.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to blur out an address now.
Oops. Sorry. Did I just point it right at the camera?
Is there an address there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad.
Oh, it's really crushed. Oh, my God. I love the handprints.
Aren't they fun?
It looks like blood. I wonder if the United States Postal Service people were like, what the fuck? I want to know. Who is it from?
It's from Jay Roper.
Okay. Jay. I wonder, can you tell us how it went when you dropped this off? Were they like, is there...
Did they question
Are there
me?
Batteries inside?
No.
No batteries, just dead things.
It sat in my, like, next to where my kid sits, and every time she'd look at it, she'd go, oh, let me fix that for you. And she'd fix the stickers and, like, put them down. I'm like, thanks, babe. Just blood.
Did she know what it was?
No. I didn't tell her. Like, you know that's blood, right? I just didn't ask her what she thought it was.
Well, that's what I know you wouldn't say it, but, you know.
I'm just going to
like, why is there blood on this?
No.
Get it. My kids would be asking, and I'd be like, oh, because it's like evidence. I don't know what I would say.
You'd probably tell them what a vagina is.
I would tell them what. I mean, they know a vagina.
I mean, to be fair, one of mine does.
I mean, they came home talking about it, though, like, penis and vagina. And I was like, how'd you know those words? And then daycare was like, we had to teach them the proper words. And I was like, oh, didn't know that was a thing, but okay. Yeah. And now I'm like, don't play with your pee-pee. Penis? I don't
know. Wiener.
I guess I'm supposed to say the real word so you'll say it right to a lawyer or some shit if anybody ever diddles you. I don't know why we're all doing it.
That's why. It's to make them comfortable about saying it or whatever, talking about it. Right, yeah, whatever. Except baby girl now all the time would be like, I gotta wipe and make sure it doesn't get in my vagina. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, my boys too all the time. Although they call it like a jagina or something. Like they can't say the word right.
Jagina.
And my littlest still thinks...
crinkling right in the mic the whole time.
It's fine. All of this is probably gonna get cut anyway.
Jesus Christ, I wish I had scissors.
We probably have some in here.
We probably do.
Do you want me to try to go look for them?
No, I got this tack.
Cool.
Love That'll it. Solve it.
Love it. I don't want to actually get up.
Ah, here we go.
That's All better. Right.
Here we go. All right. Okay. Listen. It's like a fucking rat opened this box.
It kind of looks like that, yeah. From Georgia?
Yeah.
Georgia? Ugh. I'm so excited. We haven't got a package in so long.
Eventually.
Do you think it's because we were begging for one?
Probably, but I think they had mailed it a while ago. I haven't checked the P.O. box in a long time.
Really? Uh-oh.
So sorry. This is from forever ago.
Life has been lifin'.
Life has sure been lifin'. All right.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Whoa. Muscles.
Okay.
Oh, there's some blood on the inside, too.
Starts with an envelope.
Ooh! Okay, don't mind.
Do the
mind
honors?
Do.
I don't know, it's kind of heavy.
It's kind of heavy.
Oh my god, I'm sweating. It's so fucking hot now.
It's hot in here, right?
Yeah.
Compared to outside. Ooh. Oh, there are pictures. There are pictures.
Of whom?
Oh my god, of the cutest little critters I ever did see. Look at this. Hey, it's a baby.
Oh, geez,
Louise. Oh my god, there's names on the back.
Oh, it's a Hank butt.
I am y'all's biggest fan. Why? Because I started with episode 1 and I'm working my way through to catch up. Currently on episode 237. God damn. I was going to wait until I was caught up before sending a package, but I just realized Hank is a GSP.
He sure is. That's why I say he's a little hanky butt.
What's a GSP?
German short-haired pointer.
Oh, we just go by acronyms around here. And I have his girlfriend, Hazel.
Hazel and Hank.
Aw, my sweet baby girl, GSP. I've included pics of my babies to hang in the shed and a few extra goodies. Oh, okay. I'm not going to read the rest because it starts talking about what's in the box.
Okay.
Joe from Atlanta. Our biggest fucking fan.
Look at it. We got Hank. We got Greg. They're fucking identical to my cat. To my dog, my cat. I wish I had these ones. This one's Goose.
Norman the asshole.
Aw. I've got Nevada the Rescue, a.k.a. Mau Mau Mo, and Little Baby Girl. That's a Mau Mau.
Oh, my God. These are your cats.
Yeah, we got Tito the Adopted.
This is Goose.
A.K.A. Teets, Bubby, Booby, Mitch.
You got to show the camera.
Oh, yeah. This is Tito.
Look how cute. Look,
those are my three animals.
These are literally all of Aaron's animals. I mean, they're not, but you guys, no. Joe and you have the same exact animal life. Look at this little fucking face. Hazel is much skinnier than Hank. Either that or Hazel's ears make her look skinnier than
Hazel's
Hank.
Hazel's ears are back, and also...
Hannah the Boxer.
Hank is kind of a little fucking caterpillar. He's like a potato.
He is like a potato. Also... Girl, you got a lot of cats.
Two?
Not you. And, actually, there's three. But I meant animals, not just cats. Oh, I was looking at a cat, and I said the word cat. You got a lot of animals.
It just sounds like a love-filled life. I love it.
I'm so jealous I can't have cats.
I know. You should get them anyway.
we're going to hang these bitches up.
We are. We're going to put them right there.
Okay.
On our little board.
I'm so excited with all of everybody else's pictures.
Look at how festive all of this paper is,
Joe.
By the way.
The coolest shit ever.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh,
that's okay. My phone started ringing. Uh-oh. Nobody calls me. I said, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We've got a voodoo doll.
A damn it doll.
Ah, same thing.
And another one.
Oh, my God.
Whenever things don't go so well and you want to hit the wall and yell, here's a little damn it doll that you can't do without. Just grasp it firmly by the legs and find a place to slam it. And as you whack the stuffing out, yell, damn it, damn it, damn it.
Get it? God damn it!
Damn it!
My kids are going to be so afraid of me.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to run around everywhere.
These are so cute.
But this looks like a voodoo doll.
It does look like a voodoo doll.
I'm going to use it as one.
I mean...
What's yours got?
I don't know. It looks like a gamer.
Oh.
OMG. Which one do you want? This one or that one?
I don't know. Maybe the gamer one.
Okay. Yeah, gamer one. You got two boys after all.
Right? I'm sweating now.
I am fucking too. Okay. And they ran out there. It was a mistake.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Damn it. What's this?
Acho. Fried egg flavored potato chips.
Woo!
Fried
That's
egg?
What I started to read. Hang on. Let me see what she said. I'm going to eat the fuck out of those.
I want to eat that.
We're so hungry.
Friday chips are a Spanish treat from Universal Yums. Smell them first. And good luck. Do they stink?
No.
Thanks for keeping me entertained with your amazing stories. And goddamn.
Aw.
It smells like a chip.
Does it? Does it smell like a fart?
What?
It does smell like a chip. Do you hate it? She said good luck.
Tastes like yolk.
Why does it taste like that?
It tastes like you're eating a yolk.
Tastes like you're eating a fried egg. These are gross.
That's real weird.
I'm going to eat another. They're, like, good, though, too.
It's not bad.
It's just weird because it's a fried egg.
That first bite really was eggy.
You know what it is?
Egg?
Mm-hmm. You know when you have a fried egg and the edges are very crunchy and crispy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what this tastes like. You know? Third bite, I'm into them. It took that long. I just like chips and salt.
Mm.
But it does taste like a yolky egg fart in the back of my throat.
It's so weird.
I can't wait to make my kids try one. They're going to be like, what the fuck, Mom? Mm. Who would be like, I have a potato and I want it to taste like an egg now? Like, what is in here to make it taste like an egg? You know, like, when you do barbecue, whatever, seasoning makes sense. But, like, fried egg, is it sulfur?
Do you think?
Natural flavor. What's that fucking mean? You fried an egg and spun
ripped
it up
ass
in here?
On it?
All right, what else we got here? You guys, this tastes like a fucking fried egg. It tastes like a fried egg with yolk in the bite.
The first bite.
Thank you, Joe.
Mmm. The first bite is very eggy. The other bites are just chippy.
Maybe that's why the third chip, I was like, I can do this.
It gets rid of that egg flavor.
It's just weird. It's weirding me out. Ooh.
Also, yes. Thank you, Joe.
Look. Oh, my God. They're so... This paper is so cool. Where'd you get this shit?
I ordered so much of it.
Aww.
I want to know. Wait. I didn't see mine yet. Are they different? I didn't see mine yet.
Oh, it says, broken. I just freaking love crows, okay?
Mine says, be careful or you'll end up in my podcast. Oh, it's broken.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was all, the box was all smooshed on
oh,
one side.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
Well, we'll
That's
face
okay.
it. We it's, can face it the other way and display it.
I was going to say, it's for display purposes.
Right.
I'll put it next to my death cup.
But can I drink out of this one? Can I steal this one? Because I'm super stoked.
You may. What does yours say?
I just freaking love crows, okay?
Okay? Oh, that's a cute cup, too.
Isn't it?
Oh,
I love candle. It. Thank you, Joe. You're amazing.
I'm going to have another fried egg. I'm going to have another fried egg.
I fried think egg chip.
Thank you, Joe.
That's so nice
You're
of
so
you.
Sweet. I'm going to take this damn it doll home.
My favorite thing are the pictures of your babies.
I love your little shithead.
And I'm going to slam my damn it doll everywhere while I drink my coffee.
What was Hazel's third nickname? Was
it Let me tell you. It was Crazy Bitch.
Crazy Bitch. They are
Hazelnut,
fucking crazy bitches.
Hazy, Crazy Bitch.
Crazy Bitch. They are fucking crazy. They are so fucking crazy.
We need to get them together.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
I want to take Hank to, like, a little German short hair meetup or whatever.
There'd be so many nubs wagging.
There'd be so many nubs.
So, and so much, like, jumping over each other.
Jeez, they'd be like little gazelles.
Jingling little collars.
Oh, my God. I love them so much. They're so stupid.
I
would 100% get another one, but also, Jesus Christ, never again. You know? No.
Terrible idea. Mm-hmm. I would love to talk you out of that.
Mm. The vet, when we first got him,
at least for now,
we brought him in, and he was a puppy, and the vet was like, wow, in like 7 years, you're going to have the best dog. I was like, how many more years is it? Fuck.
Dude, Chip has turned out to be the best fucking dog ever.
I bet.
She's just like a random dog out of nowhere. Does anybody need a dog? And she's turned out to be the most lovable, cuddly, fucking...
That's where
loyal
all the best animals come from.
No, it's crazy.
It's because they appreciate being alive and having a home.
Not fucking Hank. He's like, I'm a GSP, bitch.
Yeah, he's like, you paid money for me, sucker.
Like the spoiled kid.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
Joe, we love you so much. Thank you for all the goodies. You're fucking amazing. Sorry for all the crunches in your ears if it makes it to the episode. Yeah. And if not, for your Patreon. You're used to it.
Yeah, I apologize. Mute it. The eggs are good. Well, they're weird, but they are chips.
I keep like going back and forth because then I just had that last one and I was like, I don't know, man.
Because you stopped for a minute and it got eggy again.
Joe, do you like these? Are these like fried eggs your jam? These fried egg chips?
She said they were a Spanish treat.
They're a Spanish treat. Is it your jam or are you just like, that's fucking weird?
And we're just like, weird, right?
Yeah. Because I feel I'm conflicted.
I am too. Also, first bite. Terrifying, but I love a good egg, you know?
It tastes like a yolky ass egg. Like, I taste yolk when I eat, because I love the yolk of an egg.
And that's the first bite every time.
But it's weird coming from not an egg, and I don't know what else makes that flavor, so it freaks me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it rotten?
Yeah.
But it doesn't taste like a rotten egg.
It doesn't taste like a rotten egg. No, it's a good egg.
Or, like, how rotten egg smells. Anyway, okay. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye. She did say good. Jesus. It was poison.
That's been an attempted murder. It was an assassination attempt.
On my life. She did say good luck.
That's what I was trying to say.
She did say good luck.